The numbers continue to mount. We're up to statewide over 15,000 COVID-19 cases. 350 have died from the pandemic here in California. And in the Bay Area, the numbers are now above the 3,600 mark in total confirmed cases, with 89 confirmed deaths. Santa Clara County remaining the hardest hit in the Bay Area. 1,200 plus cases, with 59 new ones being announced by Santa Clara County health officials yesterday. And that has led them to trigger operations inside the Santa Clara Convention Center. It's now been set up as a sort of field hospital for people recovering from a COVID-19 infection. KCBS reporter Holly Kwan.
These are patients with less severe symptoms, but by letting them recover inside the 250-bed convention center, it's freeing up space in hospitals for more serious patients. In San Francisco, the historic Palace of Fine Arts is being converted to a homeless shelter to keep that population safe and sufficiently socially distanced. 162 beds being set up there, the first few dozen residents expected to show up by week's end. And something is missing in San Francisco Bay this morning. Quarantine was lifted from the Grand Princess cruise ship over the weekend. It's now moved out the Golden Gate, but it's not going far. Word is, it's performing post-quarantine maritime operations, and then will return to the Port of San Francisco next week to resupply and then wait for instructions. There are still over 600 crew on board who are now able to leave their cabins and move about as long as they stay 6 feet apart and wear masks. While most kids are heading into another week of online instruction, some Alameda high schoolers are getting firsthand experience on what it's like to be working through a crisis. Teacher Kevin Gorham got permission from the school board to fire up the Encinal High radio station from 7 a.m. to 11 each weekday, with his students calling in from home with good news features or dad jokes. They'll have updates from the mayor and the superintendent. The idea is to offer hyper-local information to the island community, where you can donate equipment, pick up free groceries, or which restaurants are still open for pickup.
These local businesses have been so helpful and so supportive of the schools in Alameda. It's now our turn to really give back to them, and in their times of crisis, to try to do everything we can do to promote them and keep them open and keep them going through this crisis.
Only one possible hiccup from the kids.
And I told them, okay, so we're going to start at 7 a.m. And they're going, but we haven't got up at 7 o'clock since we got out of school 3 weeks ago. I go, it's time to get up now.
Holly Kwan, KCBS.